This is Father David Celery with this week's focus, Easter greetings. Dear friends, know that you're risen with Christ. That text from Colossians is the way Christians said hello for centuries, not just on Easter, but year-round. Imagine living in a world where we greeted each other with the good news of the resurrection. Imagine a world where praising God and serving neighbor were always top of the mind, top of the tongue priorities. Jesus did more than imagine such a world. He suffered and died for it. Scientific instruments have recently captured the echo of the first trillionth of a second of creation. From that moment to this, the dividing line between all that went before and all that followed is that first Easter morning. Think about it. From that time to this, Christ is risen. All is changed. And nothing will ever be the same again. Death, the once unbeatable absolute, has been beaten. Our fate is no longer a life of flight from its clutches. In the risen Christ, we live in the here and now till we cross seamlessly over to the there and then in the certainty of our own resurrection. In the risen Christ, we're safe from sin, knowing that in faith, beyond our many falls, lies the ultimate resurrection of forgiveness. Beyond our betrayals, divine mercy always awaits the penitent. My friends, Christ's Easter greeting to his followers is a clear indication of the transformative power of the resurrection. Significantly, the women in Christ's life emerge from supporting roles to become the principal messengers of the resurrection. The fact that the women are the medium of the good news is integral to the inclusive message of that good news. The word apostle comes from the Greek word literally means messenger. Christ's first messengers of the resurrection are the holy woman who stood by him when others went into hiding. They're the first apostles of the risen Christ. Jesus tells them to announce the resurrection to his brethren, not to his disciples. You see, in the risen Christ, our relationship with him and with each other has changed utterly. Now we're more than followers. We're sisters and brothers in a bond far stronger than shared DNA or even blood ancestors. We're one in the saving blood of Jesus, shed freely for our salvation. That's why Easter greetings are exchanges, not just solitary declarations. Think about it. Merry Christmas does not require affirmation, but he is risen. Well, it cries out for alleluia in response. To be transformative, the resurrection, it must be acknowledged. We must proclaim the risen Christ, not just with our voices, but with our lives, or he's not risen for us, and our lives, well, they're wasted. We are just make-believe Christians taking up space on the planet, and that's not what Christ wants. We're his beloved, and from that first trillionth of a second of creation, we're meant to be the body of Christ, full participants in the resurrection, not a disjointed swarm of spectators. So since the resurrection is the pivot point of the ages, since it's the transformational event of all time, what are we supposed to do about it? Go to church and chant a few alleluias? Or maybe stay home and eat jelly beans, say a few happy Easter to family and friends, have a good dinner, and raid the kids' Easter baskets? Here's a better idea. This year, let the Feast of the Resurrection be a real landmark in your life. Recognize it for what it is, clear proof of God's ability to take the worst events in your life and to turn them for good. He did it then, and he can do it now. My friends, whatever your problems, know that Christ is risen and wants you to be risen too. Rise up with him. Step up your game. Share the joy, the energy, the grace of Easter. Greet this day in the certainty of the resurrection. Live this day in the risen Christ. Believe with renewed confidence. Pray with renewed conviction. Love with renewed fervor. Serve with renewed dedication. Then make tomorrow and the next day and every morning after another resurrection in Christ, till God gives you the ultimate Easter greeting. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of the Lord. He is risen. Alleluia. This has been Father David Celery with this week's focus. To learn more, visit me at davidcelery.org or follow me on Facebook, iTunes, or Twitter. God love you.